Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about estate planning, and in studio we have Jared Kawashima, managing partner at Yi and Kawashima. Kupuna Wiki's Hawaii senior resource, we talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leon,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of the shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
If you own a property and are thinking of renting it out, you should consider hiring a professional property management company. A property manager will take care of screening tenants, collecting rents, and maintaining your investment, giving you peace of mind knowing that everything is being taken care of by a skilled professional.
For more information on residential property management, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 808-753-9033. Well, again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Jared Kawashima. He's a managing partner with Yi and Kawashima. Welcome, Jared.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being on our show. Now, maybe you can share with us a little bit of your background, where you were born and raised, and a little bit of your field.
Sure. Actually, I was born in Vietnam.
Oh, nice.
Came here when I was just 3 months old.
Okay.
My family is originally from Haliva, grew up in Waihewa and primarily in Mililani. Eventually went to Punahou and did my last year of Punahou over in Pa'o'a Valley, and went off to Santa Clara to do my undergrad and University of San Francisco for law school. Came back, clerked for the Honorable Ricky Meamano over in Hilo, and then worked for the next 13 years at a small commercial litigation firm that also did estate planning and trust and estate litigation. Moved off on my own for about 5 years, and then my partner Randall Yi and I basically created Yi and Kawashima, and we've been partners for about 7 years now.
That's great. Well, it sounds like you have a breadth of experience behind you, and maybe you can share with us a little bit about what your firm does and what you specialize in.
Sure. So Yi and Kawashima, we're a small boutique firm. We specialize in estate planning, basically all aspects of wills and trusts. We do, you know, probates, conservatorships, guardianships. We act as special administrators. We consult with both trustees and beneficiaries. I differ a little bit from Randall in the sense that I take on a number of trust and estate litigation matters. And so I think that I feel that it makes me a better estate planner because I can spot issues because I see what happens, you know, after mom and dad pass away, and what issues can arise during litigation. And that, so I try to plan for that at the beginning when mom and dad come in to do their planning. I try to include provisions in their trust that will hopefully avoid litigation.
Right.
Yeah, later
so
on.
So you see it when things unfortunately start getting really messy.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate, but I feel that, you know, we are there to provide an outlet for the family members to express you know, concerns and frustrations, and to get the family to a point where hopefully in the future they can, you know, come back together again. And so that's a part of my practice that I enjoy. I feel like I'm helping families to reconcile.
That's great. In a sense, you're a counselor, and maybe more on the estate planning and financial side. But, you know, once you resolve those differences, and people have to remember their family.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's great. And so a lot of what you do with that perspective is, as you mentioned, helping people to avoid these problems in the future. So it's preventing issues.
Yes.
Right? And how would that be unique in the way that you consult your clients?
I think one good example is especially in Hawaii, the primary asset for many families is their house, is their family home.
Right.
And that's what mom and dad will typically pass along to their kids. And many times what I've seen with older trusts is that's all they do. That's all the trust does is it passes along the house. And so sometimes what happens is they'll give a life estate, what's called a life estate in the property. You know, hey, one child can live in the house until they pass away. But what they don't do is they don't think about, well, who's going to upkeep or maintain the property. So they don't leave any cash to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, as time goes on and there's maintenance needs and the child maybe that's living in the house is saying either I don't have the money or I need help to maintain. I have the right to live here, but you guys need to pitch in. And then, you know, then that creates some angst amongst the family members. And so it's little things like that that I try to help. I basically ask questions of mom and dad, and they feel like, oh, well, we thought this process was going to be a lot simpler. You know, we thought we were just going to come in and say, well, we want to give our house to our kids, but no, now you're asking us all of these questions.
Right.
And, you know, it makes the process a little bit tougher, but I think in the end, it helps to avoid, you know, some fighting amongst the family.
Right. Right. So I'm glad you're not taking it as a position of, well, let me drop a document and, you know, you charge them for the document and they're on the way. But there's really a lot of this back and forth conversation.
Yes.
To massage it out. And it's so true what you mentioned about, you know, home maintenance and upkeep, because a lot of our properties in Hawaii were built in the 50s and 60s. And so I imagine a lot of people with these life estates, you know, they're older and they're in these older homes.
Yes.
Right. And so even something as simple as, well, can I get a reverse mortgage to help pay for some of the repairs? Maybe not, because then, you know, who's on title?
Correct.
Right? So you're right. It can be a complicated issue.
Yes, it can.
So when you, you know, consult with mom and dad or whoever is going to be in the trust, you sit them down for an interview and you kind of ask your questions. Do you have them fill out things beforehand when they come in?
Yeah. We have a standard questionnaire that we will send to them before we schedule a meeting with them. And back in the days when the estate tax limits were much lower and more people had potential tax issues, estate tax issues, that questionnaire was very detailed. It had, you know, it asks about, well, list all your bank accounts, list all your investments. We need to know the values so we can see what the total value of your estate is. Now, that is not so much of a concern. And so the question is a little bit easier to fill out from that perspective. But yes, it's primarily knowing what type of assets they have. Because different assets can be transferred in different ways. And so that questionnaire is important to give us a full picture of before we consult and start their planning.
You know, some potential clients may say, well, Jared, you know, I don't have tons of assets at my house, and I have a couple of bank accounts. Do I really need a trust, right? I mean, what would you say to that person?
So that is only one aspect of it, mm-hmm. is the value. There are other aspects such as, you know, do you have kids, mm-hmm. right? That's another big one.
Right.
Do you have a special needs child? Some families, you know, there's other issues. There may be drug-related mm-hmm. issues. You may have kids that just don't get along, mm-hmm. right? And so the advantage of a trust is that it's very flexible. Mm-hmm. You can write it however you want to write it to tailor it to your specific family situation. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if that person was single and, you know, they just had a condo with no mortgage on it and very little assets, then yes, it's possible you don't need a trust. Mm-hmm. So it really is dependent on your family situation, number one, and then number two, what you want to do with your assets. Even if you don't have kids, maybe you want to pass it along to charity in a specific way,
right?
Different
right.
charities. Depending on how specific you want to make the trust, it may be appropriate to have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also there's that aspect of not wanting to go into probate.
Correct.
For the assets that you do have that you leave behind.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Well, Jared, that was a great start. When we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about how you advise your clients in estate planning, and also this new thing called the Uniform Trust Code, which is a new law that you brought our attention to. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jared Kawashima. He's the managing partner with Yi and Kawashima. And, you know, right before the break, you know, you gave us great background into the trust world. And, you know, and today, we're seeing more and people having these trusts because, well, you know, everyone's gaining more assets, right? Now, you know, Brandon just touched upon it right before the break, but apparently there's some updates. There's the Uniform Trust Code that went into effect this year in 2022. Can you share a little bit about that to our listeners?
Sure, sure. I'm excited about this Uniform Trust Code. Basically, it went into effect on January 1st of this year. Hawaii now joins 34 other states and also the District of Columbia that has adopted the Uniform Trust Code. So I want to, you know, give my props out to the other local attorneys here in Hawaii that did a lot of work to implement this Uniform Trust Code. And basically what it is that very generally it acts as a default, and what I mean by that is it's really there to fill in the gaps that a trust document does not have, if it doesn't have the information that you need. Mm. And so a trust document, like any other document, it cannot address every specific situation. Mm-hmm. It's more of a guide. And the Uniform Trust Code is meant to act as a supplement to the trust document. And again, the trust document can vary from attorney to attorney, you know, client to client. And so depending on how an estate planner might draft the trust agreement, like I said earlier, because I have litigation experience, my trust documents may be drafted slightly differently than an estate planner that doesn't have the same litigation experience. And so you may see things in my trust document that do address what this Uniform Trust Code attempts to fill in, where maybe other trust documents wouldn't.
So, Jared, this Uniform Trust Code, it was probably implemented because things were left out of trusts, and it was probably, you know, a liability, or it wouldn't help the client, right?
Yes.
By having these PUCAs.
Yes.
And so you said 34 other states adopted this.
Yes.
I don't know if you have a general idea of what things were routinely left out that were critical.
Well, you know, I guess to be fair, there are, and I can give you a couple examples of things that are not necessarily left out or due to the planner's quote-unquote fault, so to speak, for not putting in. So a good example is what a statute of limitations. And what that is that basically it's a deadline for you to take some kind of action. And so in this case, in specifically with respect to trusts, the Uniform Trust Code now gives you a statute of limitations or a deadline in which to contest a trust. So if mom and dad create a trust and one of the beneficiaries feels like they want to contest the trust because maybe mom or dad, they feel, didn't have the mental capacity to understand the changes maybe that they were making to their original trust, you wouldn't put things like that into a trust document. You wouldn't put, oh, well, you have a deadline to do this, or you have a deadline. That's typically covered by a statute,
right,
or by case law.
Right.
And what this Uniform Trust Code is now doing is it's making it clear for everyone what that deadline is. And
right.
so that is very helpful. And so basically, if you want to contest a trust, you have 5 years from the settlor's death. So 5 years, say if you want to contest a change that mom made to her trust, 5 years after her death is your deadline to contest the changes to her trust. Alternatively, there's a shorter deadline. So if the successor trustee provides a copy of the trust document to the beneficiary and they provide notice of the trustee's name, address, and the time period for contesting that document, then the deadline is only 90 days. So only 90 days after that notice is provided.
I guess you call it an accelerated statute of limitation.
Yes. Yeah, so it's meant to help the administration, the trust administration. The trustees can have assurance that if they do everything properly, that claims after 90 days, they don't have to worry about claims after 90 days.
And that's an interesting point. I think a lot of trustees, when they're assigned the role, they don't realize the responsibility and liability that comes with it.
Yes.
Right? And so it would probably be a weight off their shoulders if they're beyond the statute of limitations, right?
Correct. And so actually that segues well into the next statute, which is claims against trustees. So the Hawaii Uniform Trust Code gives a statute now of 1 year. If the adequate disclosures are made by the trustee, then the beneficiary has only 1 year in which to bring a claim against the trustee for some kind of breach. If the requisite notice isn't given, then the beneficiary has 3 years. Mm-hmm. So 3 years from the date that the trustee resigns or the trust terminates, or the beneficiary's interest terminates, then they would have 3 years.
So essentially, knowing that there's this statute of limitations, would then a person, if advance notice wasn't given to accelerate the statute, would they not be able to close out the trust before 5 years? Or is that not even an issue? Because we're talking about contesting the trust.
Correct. So the trustee can close out the trust.
Okay.
But there's certain ways to close it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were advising the trustee, what we often tell the trustee is you will have the most protection if you go to court and you ask for permission to close the trust, and you ask for permission to be discharged in your role as trust successor trustee. As part of that process, all of the beneficiaries are notified of the hearing date. If they don't come in and make their objections then they will be barred from bringing claims even before this 5-year period.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have had clients where they don't want to spend the money to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that all of the other beneficiaries, who are typically their siblings, you know, they're all on board with it, and they all agree, hey, let's not, you know, spend the money and the time, and let's just all agree just to close it. Now, that does not stop the statute. If somebody changes their mind later on,
they can still, if there's
within the you know, the 3 years or the 5 years, mm-hmm. then they can still bring some kind of contest.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this why a lot of families choose to hire a third party trustee to handle things versus a family member?
Yes. You know? Yeah. I think there's several reasons for that, but that is one of them. Other reasons are, you know, if the estate's a little bit more complex, mm-hmm. or involved, then they want to have a professional record keeper, so to speak.
Right. Like a bank or
correct.
Some
correct.
Other person who does this regularly.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
What else in the code is something that would be enlightening to our listeners?
I think the Uniform Trust Code also has a provision for, I think, what we typically refer to as pet trusts or animal trusts. So, you know, we have a number of clients that leave sums of money to their pets. And so the code is...
Any pet get a house?
Not in my experience.
Okay.
Not yet.
Right.
But that is addressed by the code, actually. And so what the two main provisions in the code, what they say about these pet trusts, is that the trustee is not obligated to file any reports or prepare any reports or prepare any accountings or keep a separate account or anything like that. So it tries to not put too much of an onus on the trustee. Mm-hmm. As far as regulations and quote-unquote regulations.
But the trustee still has to pick up after the pet, though.
Yeah.
It's written into the trust.
Or make their kid do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so interesting.
But the other thing, as far as your comment's concerned, is if someone leaves a house to their pet and one of the beneficiaries takes exception to that, then... the code does give the court the power to actually reduce that gift.
Which is,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, there are attorneys who are looking out for the general welfare of the public, coming up with this Uniform Trust Code. And you're in support of it, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Were you one of the proponents in getting this to Hawaii?
No. I just wanted to, give a shout. I know many of the attorneys who put a lot of time and work into this. I want to give them their due credit. But I think really this code, I encourage both, everyone that has a trust, mm-hmm. Not only the trustees, but also the beneficiaries. You know, the beneficiaries want to know what their rights are.
Right.
And many times, for whatever reason, many beneficiaries feel like they're left out in the cold. They don't have information.
Right.
They don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Requests go ignored.
Right.
And so I would encourage them to go look, just Google, Hawaii Uniform Trust Code, and they'll see, be able to read a lot of what their rights are. And the duties that the trustees owe to the beneficiaries.
Alternatively, they could always call you, Jared, right?
Yes.
So maybe you can give our listeners a way they can reach you in case they want to know more about this code or they need their trust and estate planning done.
Sure. We are in the Cade Shetty Building, which is right in the heart of downtown on the corner of Bishop and King Street, 1000 Bishop Street, Suite 908. Our phone number is 808-524-4501. And our website is www.yklawhawaii.com. It's yklawhawaii.com.
Well, we've been speaking with Jared Kawashima. He is a managing partner at Yi and Kawashima. Jared, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. ClientService@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called into last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia. And that question was, Hawaii is the only U.S. state made up of entirely of what? The answer is islands. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Yi and Kawashima.
Hawaii is one of only two U.S. states that do not observe what?
For a chance to win a Law's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone is staying safe during this time. And remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show and meet all of our great service providers, please go to kupunawiki.com or call 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.